Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you could do at home, and a lot more. On this edition of the show, The Pit of the Black Abyss. A new form of magic. Let me just tell you, I have hesitated to do this show and to share this with you because this is going to be a really weird edition of the show. Yeah. So what does that tell you? This show is always pretty strange. That's the name of the game. But this one is, it's going to sound a little different perhaps because it's possible that I have been given a message from other beings to pass along to you. Now, let me say right off the bat, if I sound a little like my brain is fried and I'm addled, that's because it's true. I am. I have been really pushing myself hard for quite a while on too many projects. And in fact, I'm probably going to take some time off, at least a week off from doing this podcast soon, and not do any interviews with anybody or any stuff like that because You know, this podcast is not the only thing that I do. I have all kinds of other projects and businesses and way too many interests. And I mean, look, just recently in a very short period of time, we put out the Apex machine, put out the Bigfoot teeth necklaces, announced the Sigil Lab, which I'm working on. I mean, like, these are some huge projects. And So it's been very tiring to do so much in such a short period of time. And in fact, one of the things that I'm going to do as I take a little breather here is try to recharge my batteries by using those things, using the Apex machine, using my personal sigil in order to, you know, rebalance and sort of take my mind off of all these projects and, you know, things that can be stressful. So that may have something to do with the experience that I'm about to share with you, because when I sleep, you've heard me say it a million times, I'm a very vivid dreamer, but I also tend to sleep lightly because of that. I toss and turn a lot. And so recently, I guess it's just because that I was so just so tired one night, I fell into this really deep slumber. And when I did that, at one point, I woke up, so to speak. And I'm not sure if what I experienced next was a dream, or if I woke up in another place. I don't know the difference necessarily between the two in this context. What I know, however, is that here I am, worn out, in this deep sleep, and then at some point, I had the experience of waking up, and I was in a pretty dark room, but a room that also was kind of dimly lit. Reminds me of a psychomantium-type situation. And I looked sort of over to my left, and there, partially enshrouded by the shadows, was this rather pale looking woman. And her hair was about shoulder length. I couldn't tell much about her clothing other than that she just seemed to be wearing, you know, some kind of rather nondescript shirt. And she was standing there next to a large mirror. Again, this is looks very much like a psychomantium type situation to me at first. So in some form, I communicated with her and said, well, you know, who are you? And she looks at me very intensely and she said, I am here to teach you the pit of the black abyss. And I said, well, what is the pit of the black abyss? And she said, you can use this and it will help you when you need it. I said, okay. Now, at this point, I'm getting a really creepy feeling about this whole situation. For some reason, it's beginning to remind me of some kind of like an H.P. Lovecraft thing where I guess there's something about this idea of the pit of the black abyss. I'm thinking about some other, you know, some hole to another dimension where the ancient ones live. And, you know, we're going to tap into something here. And I don't know if it's going to be good or bad. So she then proceeds to teach me this technique. And then after she teaches it to me, over to my right, a man appears. And the man looks a lot like the woman, except he's bald. He's also kind of pale, barely visible in the half light. And he said, this will only provide goodness, and you can tell others what we have taught you. Okay, basically something along those lines. And then I woke up. And when I woke up from this, even though I was in a deep slumber, I scrambled around next to my bed to see how quickly I could find a piece of paper and a pen. This is something I don't do much. I have done it before, but it's a pretty special occasion when I do that. So I grabbed this paper and this pen, and I wrote down the pit of the black abyss. And then I was so tired that I rolled over and I went back to sleep. Well, later when I actually woke up, which was kind of late in the morning the next day, as soon as I got up, I remembered it. And I thought to myself, you know, I wondered if I was going to remember what they told me or if I was just going to remember the name. But I remembered the name and I remember what they told me. And the first thing I did once I kind of got my head on straight was I got on the internet and I went to Google and I did a search in quotations for the pit of the black abyss, because I'm thinking, is this something that I've seen or come across, some movie or some story that's just stuck in my subconscious and it popped up at this time? So here's what I did, and you can try this yourself. As far as I know, I'm looking at it right now. I typed in quotations on Google, the pit of the black abyss, and it brought up zero results. Now, there's something to me even eerie about that. There is so much stuff that exists now on the internet. You'd think pretty much any combination of words could be pulled up somehow or another. So for me to be given this phrase that's so distinctive, and for me to go to Google and say, there are zero results, this is something new, that also is when it started becoming even more eerie for me. Now, of course, I'm about to tell you what this technique is so that you can try it out for yourself. What I will tell you is that later that day, when I finally decided that I was going to do this, that yes, the mirror was involved. And I produced this magical effect or magical ritual. I guess it's both, really. And then I tried it out later in the day to see if there was anything to it. And sure enough, I got some results. So, okay, it's time for us to take our first break. And when we come back from that, then I will indeed, I will tell you what I was taught. And even if you decide you do not want to use this method, maybe it will give you some interesting ideas about why and how this method was given to me and what it means about these kinds of techniques in general, where perhaps you're extracting something very particular from another dimension in order to reuse it later. Okay. I told you this was going to be a weird topic. So, and I'm not here to proclaim that this is even real. Okay. I'm not telling you, look, folks, I woke up and there were beings there and they showed me this to give it to you. This could have all just been some type of an amazing, elaborate dream experience that I had. But I don't know the difference between the two. But I figure that's why I may as well tell you about it. Okay. Like I say, there's a lot going on. And if you go to my website, joshuapwarren.com, you know that the first thing that you should do is sign up for my free e-newsletter there at the website. It's on the homepage there. You just put your email address in and you hit the submit button. And within moments, you should receive an automated email from me that has information for you, like free online gifts to different kinds of tools that I'm providing. Charms, good luck things that will help you start to manifest in your life, an aura visor that will help you see into the other realms. All that stuff you get instantly there. But while you're there, please also go to the Curiosity Shop, because right now we are so busy that I think I am pretty close to just running out of everything, and I may just even close the whole shop down for a while until the team has had a chance to, you know, recharge batteries. So if you go there right now and you see something is available that you want, I hope you'll take advantage of it. And also remember, when you do that, you're supporting this show. This is a free show. I do my best here to try to give you information that will help you and your friends and loved ones. So Go buy yourself or one of your friends or loved ones something cool at the Curiosity Shop, joshuapwarren.com. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. A little bit later in the show, believe it or not, I have another new recording of the Aztec Death Whistle to play. This has been quite popular with those of you in the listening audience. And that's because, you know, the first time I played the whistle, I just had an individual whistle. And I just said, here's what this whistle sounds like. And then a listener contacted me and said, well, since a whole army of people blew it, why don't you try reproducing it, you know, hundreds of times or 1,000 times, and let's see how that sounds. So I did that. Then another listener contacted me and said, well, you know, since that these were, handmade by a variety of people, they probably didn't all sound exactly the same. They probably had different pitches. So could you go in and alter the pitches so that some are higher and some are lower and some are in the middle, and let's see how that sounds. So I said, okay. I think this is the last time I'm creating a version of the Aztec death whistle for you, but I did it. So I'm going to be playing that for you later in the show as well. And that will give you another idea of what it might sound like if you were in that horrible situation. And now back to the pit of the Black Abyss. Is this show kind of a downer? I don't know. It really shouldn't be. I think that I'm telling you something powerful here, but there's, you know, something very dark and mysterious about it. Okay. When I was having my dreamlike experience in which I was being instructed how to create and use this technique, I was told the following. What you do is you stare at your face only a few inches away from a dimly lit mirror. That's step number one. Now, this is not like a psychomantium, because in fact, in a psychomantium, you're supposed to be maybe 3 feet away from the mirror, and the mirror is supposed to be elevated so that you do not see your own reflection in the mirror. But in this case, nope, it's a dim mirror. And again, you could have, I believe there was a candle burning in my experience, but I guess any dim light should work. And what you are doing is you are staring as directly and deeply as you can into your own pupils. And as you stare into your pupils, you have a piece of paper in front of you and some writing utensil. It could be a pencil or a pen or a marker. And then as you stare into your own pupils, you do not look away. You meditate on going deeper and deeper and deeper into your pupils. And as you are doing this simultaneously, your hand is making circles, almost random circles, on the piece of paper. So as you go deeper staring into your own pupils, you're drawing more and more of these circles on this paper. And then when you finally feel as if you have plumbed as deep as you can go, then you stop, you take a deep breath, you close your eyes. And what you're left with is this piece of paper, which should be relatively small, maybe a few inches by a few inches. And this piece of paper will have this black circle or something similar to a black circle that you have drawn as you were looking into your pupils and going deeper and deeper into whatever that space is. Now, when I did it, my circle wasn't always exactly the same spot. And so it looked a little bit more like a cylinder because I'd kind of drifted a little bit left to right. But the point is, when you're done, when you've achieved that and you put your writing utensil down, now you are finished. And this piece of paper that you have created now functions as a psychic or spiritual or interdimensional battery of some kind. You have stored up some kind of energy in this piece of paper. So the next thing you do is you fold up that piece of paper and you put it away. You keep it as if it is some kind of a battery. And you can put it in your house or you can put it in your pocket and carry it with you. There is no expiration date. It lasts forever. But when a moment arises in your life, and it could be any kind of moment where you feel like you need some kind of a boost, some kind of surge of power or energy or some extra help, then you take that piece of paper out and you open it up, you unfold it, you look at that symbol and think about what you want that pent up energy to do. And then you grab that piece of paper and rip it right down the middle, ripping that pattern you have created into two pieces. And when you do that, pow, it's like setting off an explosion. You have released the energy that you have stored up there, and it will immediately boost whatever this thing is happening in your life that you feel like you need an extra boost of power for. Now, this just recently happened to me. And of course, after I did it, I said, I don't even know what to do with this. I have so much crazy stuff like in my head right now with all these projects that I'm doing with sigils and wishing machines and other things that I haven't even made public, that I was like, what am I going to do with this? Where do I use this in my life right now? But I was curious to see if it was going to do anything. So here's what I did. And I hate to make you believe, or I hate to lead you to believe that I believe everything can be boiled down to gambling, because I do not at all believe that is the case. But I do live in Las Vegas. And it just so happened that evening, there was a friend who was taking me and Lauren out to dinner. And afterward, I knew we were going to end up at a casino. And so I said, what the heck? You know, so I put this thing in my pocket. We had a wonderful dinner. Sure enough, afterward, we went to the casino and we sat down, and I said, you know what, guys, I want to explain to you this weird experiment that I'm about to do. And they're like, great, let's hear it. You know, so that's when I told Lauren and my friend what this was and what I was about to do with it. And so I figured may as well have some witnesses here just in case this is something that can be applied to gambling. So I went over and I sat down in front of a machine. I put some money in the machine. It's a slot machine. I started gambling, and then I go, okay, now I'll watch this. And I take out the piece of paper and I rip it in half, and I won a lot of money within, just a few spins after that. Okay. And I don't want to say how much I won, but I had two witnesses there who saw. And again, I'm not here to tell you that this is to be used for gambling. In fact, that may even be a misuse of it, but that just happened to be an interesting little test for me to do at that time under those circumstances. Since, you know, I knew I was going to be in that environment. So I haven't used this again. But I really believe this is not just about some like gambling trick. I think this is to be experimented with when it comes to anything in your life, any type of ritual or a prayer, that you're going to do where you need that extra little boost of energy. You need that oomph. I think you should try this out. Don't be afraid of it, because it sounds scary, because I mean, you're talking about, again, the pit of the black abyss. But at the same time, all you're really talking about is what is in your own consciousness. We're digging deeply into that observer and that spirit that is behind your own eyes, behind your own pupils. And so when you do that, and I think, you know, maybe being in a dim environment helps with that, because it helps you to focus. It helps you just to stay concentrated on that sort of slightly illuminated thing that's in front of you instead of everything else in the room, especially nowadays when we have so many electronics and so many artificial things that are taking our attention away. And so if you decide to try this, then, you know, I would love to hear about your results. And you can always email me through my website, joshuapwarren.com. When we come back from this break, it may be time for me to play the new version of the Aztec Death Whistle for you. But I also have a couple of other interesting things that I want to tell you about. So I'm not sure what order we're going to do all this in. But I know I'm jumping around, but yeah, you know, that's what this show is kind of about, mixing it up. I almost feel like if I talk about one thing and you're like, yeah, I'm not really interested in that. Well, just stick around. It's like the weather. If you don't like the weather in Asheville, wait 5 minutes. Well, mixing it up. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be back after these important messages.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb. Tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. I'm actually in a new haunted location video that you might find interesting. I'd like to tell you about this really quickly. Of course, I own the Haunted Boulder City Ghost and UFO Tour in Boulder City, Nevada, which is about 30 minutes drive outside of Las Vegas. And we have a lot of fun with that tour. And in fact, let me remind you, we have a bluegrass song that a contest we have out there to help promote the tour. If you're into making bluegrass songs, you could win a free trip. Go to BoulderCityLife.com, BoulderCityLife.com. And then I've got some cool stuff on display at the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce. Well, there is a fella on YouTube who has a channel called Food and Travel with Danny the Medic. And that is because that Danny is a paramedic and he often works as a medic on TV show sets. He lives in New York, but he travels a lot to Las Vegas, and he is a one-man band. He likes to shoot these videos that last, you know, at anywhere from 5 to 25 minutes about where he is, and then he'll just walk into a restaurant unannounced. He doesn't arrange anything most of the time, and he'll just set up a camera, and he'll just do a video of him eating the food and talking very honestly about it and the atmosphere. And I, when I discovered him, I guess it was last year, I just really began loving his style, and I would just like start watching him before I would go to bed at night to relax. And so, if you're interested, you should just go to YouTube and look up Food and Travel with Danny the Medic. And earlier this year, back in the wintertime, our Haunted Boulder City tours were running slowly, of course, as that's normal in the wintertime. And I knew he was coming into town, so I contacted him and I said, hey, how would you like to, I know it's a little unusual for you, but how would you like to come and do a video about the Haunted Boulder City tour? And to make it even more suitable for your channel, well, I'll also I'll take you out to dinner and we'll go eat at Fox's Barbecue, which is one of my favorite restaurants in Boulder City. So he said, wonderful, let's do it. So Lauren and I picked up him and some of his friends, and we went to Boulder City, and we filmed the food video at Fox's Barbecue, and then we went downtown and we met up with Nick Weird and Alan Goya, and he got the tour and just did a great video about it. And he actually had such a good time that on that trip, Danny the Medic went back without me, because I couldn't make it, and met up with Nick Weird. And Nick Weird, he prides himself on being quite an eater. And in Boulder City, there is a restaurant called The Dillinger, and they have one of these eating challenges where if you eat, you know, a giant burger and all this stuff within like 25 or 35 minutes or whatever, you get it for free. And so then he did another video with Nick, and Nick won the eating challenge on camera. So that was three videos that Danny got out of that. And so then I told Danny, I said, well, look, the next time you're in town, I'd like to take you to do a video about the Pioneer Saloon. Now, as someone who listens to this podcast, if you missed episode 20 of this podcast, yeah, we're going back a ways here. Okay. We're going back to March 5th of 2021. You should go listen to it. Episode 20, Joshua Investigates the Pioneer Saloon. It's one of the oldest saloons in the entire state of Nevada. It's got an amazing haunted history. I won't repeat it for you here. You'll just have to listen to the podcast. And so, and it's also like 30 minutes from Vegas in this little town called Good Springs. I will tell you this, if you've never heard of it, one of the most famous events there involves the actor Clark Gable and his wife Carol Lombard. Okay, I'll just leave it at that for now. But since that, I mean, like, well, this episode 20 of Strange Things, I think, is pretty special because I actually went out there and did a paranormal investigation as a podcast. So, you know, I think in just about every other time I've done this podcast, I've just sat here in my studio and done the podcast by talking in front of the microphone or interviewing somebody. This time, I took the whole production out into the field, and literally you're going to hear the whole investigation, whole paranormal investigation in that podcast. So Danny the Medic and I went back out there, and he posted this video on his channel called Ghost Burger at the Pioneer Saloon, Good Springs near Las Vegas. And if you follow my social media, you may have seen a link to it already somewhere. But otherwise, go look up Danny the Medic and watch this video that we did. It's 13 minutes and 44 seconds long. Ghost Burger at the Pioneer Saloon, Good Springs near Las Vegas on YouTube. And I think you will enjoy that. Something else that I would like to tell you before we move along here that you just might find intriguing for one reason or another is that I was recently on a webcast, which, you know, nowadays, like back in the old days, you would call it a podcast if it was just audio only. And now people call stuff a podcast, but they also expect you to be on camera, which is a pain. I don't like that. I'll do it very rarely, but I consider that a webcast. My point is, I was recently on a webcast with a very popular host, and she asked me, and I don't want to say who she is yet because it hasn't been posted as of me recording this, and I want to make sure that this doesn't get edited out or something. But she asked me on the on her webcast there. She said, and of course, this was like a 2-hour thing. I mean, and she's asking me all kinds of questions, and some of them, you know, we didn't really talk about what she was going to ask me about, and so I wasn't really prepared. And it's hard for me when people ask me questions about weird stuff that's happened to me in my life, because it's like there's just so much of it. But she said, so what's one of the most, you know, like haunted places or mysterious places or whatever that you haven't been to that you'd like to go to? And I'm like, whoa. Okay. Now, ordinarily, I would want to take a few minutes to think about this, but, you know, I know that she needs an answer pretty fast. And so I said something like, well, probably somewhere in Ireland, because that, you know, Ireland is the area that more or less invented Halloween as we know it. So there has to be something, something really interesting there around Ireland that I could discover that, you know, would take me on this little synchronistic journey. Cause I have not made that trip. It's going to be a while before I'm ready to make a trip of that size. But, so anyway, right after I told her that though, I realized that, well, anybody who knows me would be like, well, duh, you've been trying for years to get into the White House to investigate the Lincoln bedroom, you know. And yet that didn't even pop into my mind when she asked me the question. And later, when I was talking to Lauren, my wife, and I told her, yeah, it's kind of funny that this host asked me what's a haunted place that I want to get into that I haven't been able to get into. And Lauren's like, well, the White House, duh, you know. And I said, yeah, but actually, at the moment, that didn't occur to me. And she said, well, why is that? And I said, because I believe that something unexpected has happened in my mind. And here's what that is. And it's actually kind of sad. I think it's really sad. Years ago, when I first started putting in requests to get into the White House, we had a Democrat president. Okay. I'll just go ahead and tell you, the first time I really wrote them a letter and said, can I come into the White House? Barack Obama was the president. Okay. And they did not give me any kind of meaningful response. So then I wrote a second time when Donald Trump was the president. He's a Republican. He didn't give me a response. Then I wrote a third time when Joe Biden became president. Here's a Democrat again. He's not giving me a meaningful response. Now, I've been into the White House. I've been able to take a tour, and I've had some special treatment at the White House. But even though it's the people's house, I haven't been able to get any of these presidents to let me go in and investigate the Lincoln bedroom. And that, I believe, would take pretty much somebody from the president's administration. Like, that's not something that could be handled by the Congress. I mean, like, I think you'd need somebody there at the House to give you permission, possibly even the president himself. And our country, however, has become so darn polarized and so vicious that there came a point where I just said to myself, I am actually afraid now that if I were to go to the White House and walk in there and do anything, that I would immediately become a politicized personality, which I do not want. It doesn't matter to me what party the president is who's in office. This is a historic building that transcends that in my mind. And yet you and I both know that at this point, if I went to the White House and I was just friendly to whoever was in charge of the White House, immediately I'd probably lose half of my audience, and all these people would say, I knew it. He was a blah, blah, blah. And so there's a part of me now, and this is really sad, that doesn't even want to go to the White House because people cannot distinguish between the history of the White House and the temporary political occupants anymore. Oh, well, when we come back, the Aztec death whistle and more. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb. Tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and it is finally time for me to play the new version of the Aztec Death Whistle for you. Now, again, just to remind you, I played the Death Whistle once by itself, because I bought a reproduction of a death whistle, and so on a few shows back, I played the whistle by itself, and then a listener said, why don't you play it, you know, like hundreds of times or thousands of times using software so we can see what it would actually sound like if all these warriors were blowing this thing as they were storming into battle. And then, so I did that. And then the most recent one I got was from a listener who said, but on the other hand, these whistles were possibly sort of handmade. They weren't just cranked off an assembly line. I bet they had different pitches. What would happen if you went in and you varied the pitches of some of these thousand whistles so that some were higher pitched, lower pitched, medium pitched, and original pitched? So I said, all right, fine. Here we go. You are now about to hear what best I could come up with. I invite anybody else to go out there and try this on his or her own, but this is best I could come up with of what 1,000 death whistles would sound like at varying pitches and sort of out of sync. Because they are not all playing at the same moment. You know, I have them staggered and stuff like that. So they're different at staggered and at different pitches. This might actually be the most realistic version you would have heard of the Aztec Warriors coming in to give you a very bad day. And this sounds horrifying as usual. So there's your warning. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Oh yeah, oh boy, that was intense. I had to pull back my headphones for that one, and I'm not even going to replay that. You have a rewind button on your device, I'm sure. But I think that's going to do it for my versions of the Aztec Death Whistle. Because if we keep doing this, it's going to be like, well, what would it sound like if they played the Aztec Death Whistle at a birthday party? That could actually be funny, though. That could be a new line of comedy. Aztec Death Whistle Channel, where you just... I just gave somebody out there an idea. Create the Aztec Death Whistle Challenge, where you play the Aztec Death Whistle in different situations that are very inappropriate. So you're welcome. Okay. Thank you for all of your suggestions, though. I appreciate it. And it is interesting to sit down and play with stuff like that. All right. Let me see if I have time to read one or two emails here. This is from a man named Rich who works in construction. And this story is, I guess, around Chautauqua County, New York. He says, on a beautiful, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, might be Chautauqua, whatever. On a beautiful summer's day in August, my agenda was to investigate a curious place. I was living in New York State at the time, and a friend had sold me a place not far away that I should never visit. Of course, this only made me want to go. That's weird, isn't it? He says, with perfect weather and not a cloud in the sky, I hopped in the car and drove. I found the place easily. It was called Lilydale. All right, so now let's pause for a moment because I have heard of Lilydale my entire life. I've not been there, though. Lilydale, New York, it says here, is a hamlet connected with the spiritualist movement, located in the town of Pomfret on the east side of Casadega Lake, next to the village of Casadega, located in southwestern New York State. So, like 22,000 people come for classes and workshops on mediumship and that kind of thing every year. And, it's actually a very famous place in that community, that, you know, in that world, so to speak. But again, I've never been to Lilydale, but I know what he's talking about. Look it up. Look up Lilydale, New York. So he said, even though this town was renowned for having the highest concentration of psychics and mediums in the world, it was a small place with a seemingly private community. I drove around looking at everything, including the little old homes and the small streets. I was about ready to leave when three women started crossing the street in front of me. They were about 100 feet away, but as I looked at them, I saw something much more. I saw three entities occupying the space immediately around them. I blinked my eyes a number of times, and I could not believe what I was seeing. As the women crossed the street, they looked at me while the entities surrounding them were staring with red, glowing eyes. It was noon on a very bright and sunny day, and what I saw was actually witnessing, not just imagining. They actually reached the curb on the other side, and I heard a voice speaking in my mind, and it said, "Now do you believe?" I answered, yes, without a doubt. I left as soon as they did. Ooh. Now do you believe? Okay, let me see if I can... All right, here's an interesting one. This comes to me from Reese Almack. And I'm not sure if it's a, I guess it's a he, but Reese works in information technology. We're talking about Oklahoma. Yeah, here we go. My wife had left for the morning. I was working nights and went back to sleep. After about an hour, something woke me up. I was beyond scared. This was the most intense fear I had ever felt in my entire life. I was on my side, but knew that someone was standing at my back. I just knew someone was there. It's cliche, but the hair on my neck was tingling. My first thought was robbery. Psst. The tone was clear and I recognized it. I knew the voice. This happened 5 days after my grandpa, Jack, had died. I knew it was him, but I couldn't bring myself to turn over, though. We were close, but I was too afraid to look. I don't regret not looking back, but I still wonder what this meant. Would you have looked back? Here's one more. Dallas, Texas. Ted, a nurse, says, I was going to bed for the night, so I turned out the light and closed the door to my bedroom. The room was pitch black. I got into bed, crawled under the blankets, and closed my eyes, and that's when I heard someone walking around in my room. Although I had carpet, the footsteps were very audible, and the walker seemed to be around the foot of my bed pacing. I got out of bed and turned the light on, thinking I somehow had let the dog in my room. There was nothing there. I turned the light out and got back into bed. Soon, the footsteps started again around the foot of the bed, and then I heard them come around to the head of the bed and stop. I could feel the walker staring down at me. I was terrified. Before I could think of what to do, the blankets were pulled off me. I freaked out, jumped out of bed, and turned the light on. Nothing was visibly there. You know what? That happened to me, something similar, one time, back when I owned the Asheville, well, it was the Asheville Mystery Museum at the old jail building behind Pax Tavern and next to City County Plaza. I got snowed in there by myself one night, and I was sleeping alone. And I could tell you a longer version of this story, but in the middle of the night, I was sleeping under my big, heavy trench coat, and something grabbed the bottom of that trench coat and just jerked it right off of me. And talk about waking you up in a hurry. That'll do it. All right, my friends, I hope you have enjoyed this diversity of content. Now it is time for you to relax, close your eyes, if you can, and let's end this show on a positive note. Listen to the Good Fortune Tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift. And check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.